Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Well, the threes is duplicating first of all, I agree, there's been some heavy-duty stuff going on, but the threes is just trying to duplicate the Bible, you know, about if two agree together, it'd be done, but also the cord of three strands is not easily broken, according to Proverbs. And so, Father, we ask this right now that you would break this off, and the plans of the Lord are greater, and so whether or not the enemy can see things ahead of the Lord, but the Lord is greater, especially in the season we're in right now. Things are going to shift around. We're going to see greater understanding. So we just declare right now that the plans of the Lord will be greater and the word of the Lord will be greater in Jesus' name. Yeah, me too. I'm seeing 11-11, 1-11. Well, it depends. Each one's different. But it's like it could be the Bible verses or things are lining up, especially the 111, Deuteronomy 111, I will bless you 1,000 times, says the Lord. Deuteronomy 11:11 is very powerful. You can look it up that he's releasing his purposes over us and his plans over us, that we're entering into a new season. That's what Deuteronomy 11:11 is, entering into the new time, entering into the time that Moses gets up and prophesies, that they're entering into the new time. And sometimes 333 is just showing you the Lord is lining things up. Look it up in the Bible verses or continue to pray over it. And it's just powerful, isn't it? God's so good that in the midst of things, he'll just speak through the clock. He'll speak through time. He'll speak through everything. So, Father, I thank you for that. I pray that you'll give greater understanding into the numbers, whether it's a Bible verse or it's a special time or a date. Even, that you'll give us understanding, the wisdom of it, and how to respond in Jesus. Father, I thank you for that word. I felt it too, urgency. I feel the Lord is releasing things and how to stand right now in the midst of things is worship. Worshiping the Lord right now is very powerful, and worshiping the Lord. And so even when the song came on, it's something the Lord's doing, and worshiping the Lord is a powerful thing. It's what I'm doing right now in the midst of everything. When you've done all else, stand and worship the Lord. Yep. Well, the Bible says hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a longing fulfilled is a tree of life. Proverbs. And so I've been praying over hope deferred over myself. And that means the hope deferred is basically you just been waiting and waiting, waiting and waiting and not seeing the things necessarily, the timing or the way you might want them to happen. But the Lord is stronger. His word even says it. Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but the longing fulfilled is a tree of life. So, Father, we pray right now for all the hope deferred, all the promises that have seemed delayed, and everything that's been happening right now. We pray right now that you would give us the true tree of life. It's found in Genesis, found in the book of Revelation, the true tree of life, which is the true word of the Lord. We pray right now, Lord, for the release of everything, release of discouragement, release of the strongholds, the strong men. Jesus says that you bind the strong man. And we see strongholds and strong men coming in right now. Just break off everything right now. All these attacks in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. connect with him online at DougEdison.com.